A drive-by tour of the city's west side uncovers the need for street repairs, business investment, and neighborhood revitalization.
And I think we all recognize that there is a lot of work to be done in this community.
Councilman Ray Lopez frequently steps out into the neighborhoods talking to people.
All of this helping our seniors apply.
That's right.
He says in the past few years, he's put together a list of needs in his district that tops $9 million. It's money that's not in the city's budget. Working with leaders, he says he's determined to bring businesses here that'll get the ball rolling, but he's realistic too.
Everybody wants the really neat stuff, but you're not going to get a Neiman Marcus over here. But could we get a Starbucks? Could we get a Barnes & Noble? Sure, if we can tell them that there's discretionary income and there's a good enough of a market, they will.
Scraping, painting, restoring, raking, and planting. On this day, the work for Rebuilding Together San Antonio is getting done. Volunteers help bring about 10 houses a year back to life for disabled or impoverished residents who can't do it themselves. It's part of an effort Neighborhood Watch partner Bonnie Weed says makes a difference.
Crime has gone down because of the involvement.
And shows people this area is on its way up. Now that Pre-K4SA has passed, Lopez also has some ideas for the model centers to be located in his district. Vacant buildings now used for Girl Scout headquarters could be a good fit.
Doing mentoring programs and outreach programs, that's the kind of stuff, the human investment, the human capital investments that we've got to make in the community.
The bottom line for Lopez has been creating new investments, bringing neighborhoods back to life, and building connections.
You can build streets all day long, you can put in drainage all day long, but if you don't do that kind of stuff, it's just not going to flourish.
Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.